Hi, I'm Georgia, and I'm going to be telling a story from one of the first days of studying abroad in Barcelona. So to kind of give some background story, when we first arrived, we had landed at the airport, grabbed our bags, and had orientation right there in the airport. So this orientation kind of covered the cultural norms, dorms, schedules, what our life was going to be like there, and of course, safety. So obviously, when you travel to different parts of the world, you're more likely to stand out and initially be identified as an American or as a tourist, and you kind of have this target on your back. And they were really, you know, giving us all these stories and information about the pickpocketing and drugs and not to travel at night alone and things like this. So here I am, honestly really excited to start my experience abroad, but a bit nervous as I didn't know what to expect. And then all of a sudden, you know, we were getting thrown all these scary information and stories right off the plane. So I was a bit overwhelmed, to say the least. But kind of to add to that situation, I had found out that my close friends were in a different program than I was. So they were living in a different dorm or different apartments than I was. So this meant that I'd be going back and forth to meet up with them on my own, right after being told not to do this alone and not to do that. But so where my story kind of starts is one of the first nights we were there. My friends and I had gone out to dinner, and we had decided to take the metro home. We kind of wanted to start learning the metro, learning how it worked. So I figured, yeah, that's totally fine. I was only one metro stop away from their dorm, so I figured I could handle that perfectly fine on my own, and then walk home that night. But mind you, I'm from Bermuda, and metros or train systems just aren't a thing. So I wasn't familiar with them at all. It was something that I just never really used either at all or much in my life. So I was trying to learn that. And on top of that, I was in a country where I didn't speak the language. So that on top of everything else, you know, obviously added to it and was a bit overwhelming. But regardless, I got off the metro at the stop and I just kind of followed the direction that most of the people were walking in. So once I made it to the street level, it was completely unfamiliar to me. I didn't recognize anything. And I ultimately just became really, really disorientated. And also earlier, I forgot to say that I only just got in there, so I didn't have a working phone yet. I was still learning the area and everything. I didn't have a SIM card. So in this moment, I kind of just started panicking. I didn't recognize anything. I knew my phone basically wasn't working. And all that was in the back of my mind was those terrifying stories that they were telling us in orientation and don't travel alone at night and don't do this and don't do that and all these horrible things that happen. So after about a minute of me in panic, I kind of gathered myself together and then, you know, in the end, I somehow got myself home. But yeah.
Yeah, so that's definitely, I mean, that sounds like a very scary story. I guess, like, what were, like, some of the biggest takeaways that kind of helped you the rest of the semester?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, this wasn't something super significant that happened to me. I was just a little disorientated in a new city, but it definitely set me up for the rest of my time abroad, and it kind of showed me that I just need to have confidence in myself and whatever situation I would face. And obviously, you know, when you go abroad, you're in a whole new culture and a whole new environment, and you are going to be put outside of your comfort zone a lot, and it's just kind of learning about being comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I think that was kind of one of the biggest things I took away and one of the greatest things that I learned from my abroad experience. So yeah, that's my abroad story.